hello, iHeart family, and good morning. A little bit of Spanish for you. Buenos dias. How is everybody doing on a midweek, on a Wednesday? I am CA, your Christian on-air personality, on the iHeart Radio Network. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy midweek again on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Did I recover? Yes, I did. Took a couple of days break. We had a great time. We had a nice time. As most of you all well know, my niece got married. And her and Zach got married on Saturday. They had a great wedding. And very memorable. My brother, he gave a great blessing and a great speech and a great blessing. They had dancing. Went all out. And they're on their honeymoon. They've been on it for, about 3-4 days? Enjoying life, L-I-F-E, explanation point dot. That's what it's all about. So, Caitlin and Zach, congratulations again. You had a beautiful wedding. Now, coming up on August the 7th, I will be marrying my nephew and his lovely bride, Ebony. So I've already met with them, already got their wedding vows all together for them, having them look it all over, making sure everything looks good as we get closer, as we get ever so closer. And yes, yours truly has a new suit now. Weight loss update, I'm still working on that. It's been hard, but I will tell you that I have lost a lot of weight with this heat, especially if you're working. It's amazing, you know. And wearing the mask feels like you're being smothered. So I will be doing my first mask wedding August the 7th out in Weatherford, Texas, for my nephew, which is an honor to do, and his lovely bride, Ebony. Very, very excited for these guys. All right, other than that, CA is doing great. I want to remind you of a couple of quick notes. You can always email me questions, comments, new music, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, I have a toll-free 1-800 number, prayer, or text me your prayer request. Or if you just have anything in general that you want to talk about, you can either call me or you can text me. Me or my ministry team will get back to you just as soon as possible. Yes, you can text on this number. You ready? I'm going to give it to you twice. 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Okay? Stand by 1 second. There we go. All righty. Okay. I wanted to be sure to put that in before I forget. All right. Let's talk about our show today. Feeling pretty good for a Wednesday. Got a great Bible devotion I'm going to be rereading to you here in a minute called Committed Love. Also, I've got some great Christian music. No T-Mac Tuesday because yesterday I just took a break from the studio at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. So no T-Mac triple pack. We may squeeze a song in. We'll see how it rolls. If not, we'll do it later this week. Also, I'm going to be teaching on, are you ready for this? You're going to love it. What does living water mean in the Bible? We all need a splash, don't we? We all need some kind of a water. Well, we need the living water of God. So, that's coming up, and we'll be explaining that for you in my Bible Archives, Timeless Messages from yours truly, CA. And, before all this happens, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas, that's right, will be joining me today. Getting coffeed up. Wants to talk a little bit about Caitlin's wedding. This should be kind of interesting. So, let's get those jumping jacks going. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get those cardios going. Get those legs moving. and sit back, relax, enjoy, learn. We're going to pray together and everything else. Okay? All right, here we go. Let's roll. Okay, and today's Bible devotion, committed love. Scripture reminds us in the book of 1 John, chapter 4 and verse 18, perfect love casts out fear. When I understand something about Christ's love, for me as a sinner, I respond with love for Christ. And that love includes feelings and emotions. But emotions come and go, don't they, friends? And we must not allow them to mislead us. You see, God loves me, He loves you, He loves the whole entire world. Whether I feel it or not, Christians who gauge their relationship with Christ only by feelings seldom have a stable spiritual life. What makes the difference, you ask? It can be summarized in one word: commitment. Feelings come and go, but commitment stays. The same should be true in a marriage. When I marry people, and I'll be marrying my nephew and his bride, it's a commitment. We who have committed our lives to Christ may feel joy, gratitude, love, and so on. But even when we don't have those feelings, our commitment keeps us true to Christ. You see, friends, this commitment not only keeps us faithful to Christ, but when we don't feel like it, it also keeps us away from negative emotions such as doubt and fear. John Witherspoon, the only cleric to sign the Declaration of Independence, once said, "It is only the fear of God that can deliver us from a fear of man." Amen. Amen. Stand by. We're going to have a little brief. Okay, stand by. We got Deacon in the studio, and he wants to do a little Stayin' Alive for his intro. We'll play just half of it, okay? Okay, well, what do you say? He's staying alive right now. Ladies and gentlemen, whoops, my friend, your friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Man, staying alive, Deacon. What are you trying to tell us?
See, hey, hello, everybody. This is Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas, the Deke, they call me. Yes, EA, I have to do something to kind of bring a little disco with the way things are kind of going here. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I do. And, yeah, I mean, let me just kind of go back and date myself back to 1970s when this first came out. Believe it or not, Deacon, I went to the local Kmart store. There was a Kmart not too far from where my folks live. And I went there, and I bought myself a $9.99 long-sleeve disco shirt because I wanted to be part of the group. And me and my old friend that used to live So he lived like about two streets over from my parents' house, and we ended up doing the disco thing. We'd go over to my parents' house. Dad would be at work, Mom be at home, and in my teenage years, we'd be studying how to do disco, staying alive. Those were the good old days, Deacon.
I bet it was SCA. Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive.
Yeah, there you go. Excuse me. Staying alive. But anyway, I'm not going to take too much of your time because I know you stopped by and everything. Did you have some questions you wanted to ask me about that wedding of Caitlin and Zach's?
Yeah, how was that lovely wedding of Miss Caitlin, your niece, and Mr. Zach?
It was great. They had a beautiful wedding, and let me tell you.
Did Mr. Will put it all, and him and Miss Lisa do an awesome job?
Oh, yeah, they did. It was beautiful. I really enjoyed it. The kids enjoyed it. I had the kids come with me. And it was beautiful. And I'm looking forward now for Mr. Caleb and Miss Ebony.
Oh, yeah. I bet Mr. Caleb and Miss Ebony are ready to rock and roll.
Oh, they are. And, you get a little nervous when you get married, before you get married, because it's the intensity. And, of course, as we well know, your first year of getting married is an adjustable year. And that's what I tell a lot of people that I talk to in counsel. That your first year is an adjustable year. But I will tell a lot of you ones that are fixing to get married, all you newbies out there, whatever you do, keep God first place in your life and keep it Christ-centered. Have a Christ-centered marriage. I cannot tell you the importance and how important it is to have a Christ-centered marriage.
That's right, CA. Now, me and Miss Mildred, we have a Christ-centered marriage and we love it.
That's right. Very important, Deacon. So if you don't have Christ in it, and the serpent moves in, just like he did on the Adam and Eve back in the book of Genesis, what happens is your marriage will disintegrate.
That's right. So those getting married, take CA's advice on that. Stay strong, keep it Christ-centered, and know that God's got you.
Amen. And let's start it off, Deacon. You have a great day. Anything else you want to say before I kick off a Matthew West song?
I just want to say, everybody, please be safe. Social distance. Wear those masks. Be safe for real. Because I knew someone that did get sick and was on a ventilator and got off the ventilator. But that was by the power of prayer. Now, let me tell you something. You can have the best health and still catch this.
That's right.
So, please, social distance. And wear your mask. Very important, especially in Texas and all about.
That's right.
And CA, Face Studio One is so clean.
We keep it clean and disinfected.
That's right. Charlie and Security Sam, they're doing a great job.
That's right, they are. All right, talk to you later, Deacon.
All right, goodbye, everybody. Have a great week. Bye for now.
All right, there we go. Matthew West, Grace Wins, Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
Shadow of that shame down by all the Thank you. Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. We believe. We believe.
Okay, that was a great song by Newsboys, which I don't really get a chance to play too much in Newsboys. I guess we're going to have to start doing that exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. Okay, friends, today we're going to talk about what does the living water mean in the Bible? What does it mean? Think about it. If you go to the book of John, chapter 4 and verse 10, Scripture reminds us, Jesus answered, and I said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would ask him and he would have given you living water. Again, find that in the book of John chapter 4 and verse 10. Now, living water found in the Bible. Throughout Scripture, the Lord has a habit of revealing his characters and his qualities with a name and a personal encounter with the part of his personality. In the Old Testament, we see the Lord tenderly met Hagar, and she calls him the God who sees me. Find that in the good book of Old Testament, Genesis chapter 16 and verse 13, friends. In the New Testament, Jesus carries on with the same pattern of revealing a piece of his character with a name and an experience. This time, he has an appointment with one particular woman. You know, that exchange comes out of the book of John, chapter, the whole chapter 4, if you get a chance to read that. In fact, the woman of the well, as we have come to know her, is fetching water around noon, and it's the hottest day of the year. Well, let me stop there and talk about hot. It has been hot all around the United States, and I know especially in the great state of Texas. You know, historians, friends, tells us that women gathered at the town well to collect water in the morning and also sunset hours, not in the middle of the day. Between this interesting tidbit, though, this is noted in John, and take note of this, and the fact that Jesus mentions she has five husbands and now living with a man who is not a fact at the time that we would definitely have known in our culture norm. That we would conclude that she avoids the other townspeople by gathering her water at the most miserable time of the day. Another important part about that verse in that book of John is you can also, on the part of the story, is that she is surprised by Jesus, an Israelite man, is speaking to her, and she is a Samaritan woman. Jews and Samaritan were not friends during the times back in the biblical era. Now, when I read the text, I can almost hear her surprise at his address. And when she goes back so far to tack on the obvious fact that she is not only a Samaritan, but a woman to boot. Culturally speaking, this woman was pretty close to the bottom of the totem pole. And you know what, friends? She probably presumably racked up a less amount of desirable reputation within her own community. In fact, her intensity was often counted against her. And if that wasn't enough, her gender was sealed the deal. But there was Jesus. He was going out of his way to connect with her and reveal himself to her, and thus to us as well. He could see her ache in her heart. He could see her parched places of her soul. In fact, friends, she tried unsuccessfully to be quiet, but he could see her trying to fill her heart bucket with the well water. Her world offered men, love, approval, etc. As Jesus delves into the details of her life, she dodges with some interesting talk of worship. You know, it's as if her sense with all this going on someplace spiritual, but quite make the commitment to go there with Jesus. Most of us, if you think about it, friends, could probably relate. Graciously, he understands, yet gently presses on with the conversation. She then says, "I know one day that the Messiah will come." He tells her, "I am he." She immediately drops her water jug to go gather the town to Jesus, telling them, "This is the man who told me everything I've ever done." And they all came, as we well remember. And they all hear Jesus, and they put their trust in him that day. I love this story. I love this fact, friends, I love that this woman was given a new reputation and a purpose in the very midst of a mundane moment. I love that God met a woman who had been all of us in one way or another. We have been, haven't we? Even men too. I love the tiny, often overlooked piece of the story that she left her water jug there at the well. As if at that very moment her soul had indeed been filled with the living water. She didn't need that water pot anymore. You know, I wonder how many times we have thrown our water jugs in the well of success, love, better than this or even more of that, only to stumble away all weekends of dryness of our souls. You know, the living water is Jesus himself. Let me give you a couple of key scriptures. The book of Psalms, chapter 145 and verse 16. Scripture tells us, "You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing." Also, if you go to the book of Psalms, chapter 16, Scripture says, "You will make known to me the path of your life. Your presence is fullness of joy. It is your right hand. There are pleasures forever." The key, friends, to accessing the living water and the satisfaction of the soul is that the Lord has designed for us to be near him in his presence. You can't get through satisfaction with his hand without being close enough to hold his hand. You know, from the section of the scripture, some of the ways that we could draw nearer to God would be this way. One, let me give you one reason, being in the truth of ourselves. You see, the woman at the well knew she needed saving and the forgiveness of her sins. God is near to the humble. So being truthful with ourselves and God is all about that we lack in the first step of drawing closer to him, so we can access the living water. Second point I want to make to you all is being in the truth who God is. Let's go back to this. The woman at the well agreed with God as he revealed himself to her. You see, sometimes we challenge the Lord's word, don't we? We challenge it. I've had people that I know challenge me with the gospel. But sometimes we even, in the human norm, disagree and agree, or let's just say disagree and discard, basically. But when we reject, and remember, when we reject his word, we reject the truth that functions as the pipe for that living water to get into our hearts. Amen? Amen. Third point I want to make, remaining in the truth. Let's go back to it again. The woman at the well didn't pick up her water jug, and she didn't go to her old life unchanged. She acted on the truth that she would be held in her heart and would see her life take a significant turn. Such a turn that the townspeople whom she didn't see so much to avoid. In fact, she now ran to gather everybody. And also they all believed and followed her. You know, something had possibly changed, even physically, in her countenance that we could all see. In fact, sometimes we let a spiritual truth set out in front of us, but we don't take it in, right? She took it. She drank the living water. Scripture sits at our fingertips. And you know what? We are challenged daily, but we take it up and we drink in it. So what does it mean basically in closing? Well, on my lesson, I hope and pray that the Lord will meet you at the well today and that you will be filled with the truth who God is and who you are to Him in such a way profound. Personal way that we would leave the water jug there and go and tell others. Amen? Amen. I want to do a closeout song. And I just want you to search your hearts, and then we're going to say a prayer. I want to give you my ministry line if I can help you. Okay? My ministry line number is 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. That is for you guys. You can call or text with biblical questions or anything that you may have. I have a song. It's not really a long song. And I know you're going to enjoy it. This one's by the Billy Graham Crusade back in the day. It's called It Is Well With My Soul. After that, we'll let you kind of meditate through it, and then we'll lead off in a prayer. And it is well, hopefully, with your soul. Just make sure that you give it all to Jesus. Okay. Well, that being said, now it's time to lead off in a prayer on a Wednesday, one of my shorter podcasts today. I will be back on Friday. Going to take another Thursday off. Got to take care of some things up here at Faith Studio One. You are loved. You are appreciated. So let's come united in prayer. What do you say? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all you do. We thank you for a Wednesday. Father God, we just pray that your will, your way, we love you so much. And we just pray, dear God, that you would just be with us, guide us, watch over and protect us, God, in our times of need. As Father, we do soul searching and we want to make sure it's right in our soul. Thank you for the living water we drink with you. We love you. Watch over God and protect us, and we continue to pray for the COVID-19 vaccine to be gone. The people that are infected, may you touch and heal them. And also the ones that have passed on due to COVID-19, may you just wrap your arms around the families, members, and just hold them ever so tight. For we love you, dear Jesus. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Hey, thank you for listening to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Tell your friends about us. Coming up 2 or 3 weeks from now, I'm going to be biblically teaching on Bible study. That's right, the book of Revelations. Have them like me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, or follow me on iHeartRadio and everything else, okay? All right, remember the sun does rise on the other side. What else I want you to do? Think about it. 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy life, L-I-F-E, exclamation point, dot. Enjoy life because that's what God wants you to do, and drink the living water. Love you guys. Love you, iHeartRadio family and other networks. CA signing off at Faith Studio One, saddling up and hitting the old dusty trail. Have a blessed Wednesday, and please be safe. Social distance and wear your mask. Let's knock this virus out. What do you say? Bye for now.